retired Army Brigadier General Kevin Ryan, who's a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. And General, what struck me with Zelensky's speech this morning was once again how effective and how smart he is. And I'd actually say maybe brilliant on how he communicated to Congress and indirectly the American people and indirectly the administration. And I'm sure Vladimir Putin was watching, but I'm being serious, General. Good morning, GMI Studios.
Hey, good morning.
You know, but for him to bring, I don't know if you saw it, but the powerful video that they produced in Ukraine, not our networks, but Ukraine, of the images of war, and the kids and the children and the pregnant mom and the bodies in the street, the bodies in the trenches, the buildings, you know, protect our skies, invoking Pearl Harbor. We have a dream. He has a dream, but he has a need for America to do more right now. 9/11, World War II. Do more, protect our skies, give us more aid, military aid, do this for the freedom of Europe and the world. Very powerful stuff, and I think it will have an impact on members of Congress. I'm not sure it changes anything strategically, but your thoughts on his speech and then an update, General, on did you catch it, and do you think this indirectly will get the administration to do more, or should we do more from what the president's asking for from Ukraine?
I caught part of his speech. I think your analysis is spot on. He's not only risen to the task as the administrator and the president of a country, but he is like Reagan. He's a great communicator who has found his time in history. And then if you couple to that the fact that he has the courage and the bravery that, no one knows if they have it until they're put into a position, and he's got it. So he is the right man for the right time for Ukraine, and I think for NATO and the United States, too, because he's inspiring. As you're pointing out, he's inspiring to us. He's inspiring to NATO. I think he's probably going to make a deal with Putin to stay neutral, not apply for NATO membership, but between you and me, I think it's a shame because we could use guys like that in NATO.
But, General, no matter what he does to end the escalation, he's going to have a role. I mean, I can't picture, and I'd worry for his safety long term, because one thing, General, see if you agree with me, General Ryan, that we watched. Russia people didn't see that speech, but I bet you Vladimir Putin was watching that. And I bet you he's not a fool. You can say he's a lot of things, but one thing Putin is, and maybe a unpredictable tyrant and all that, but he's not a fool. He knows how effective Zelensky is on this world stage, correct?
Right, exactly.
And that makes me nervous, even if they do reach an agreement that, we've seen other leaders, but this is unusual. And I think the images of war and how he brought up Pearl Harbor and World War II and 9/11 and, I have a dream, but I have a need. Very powerful stuff.
Yeah, he, Putin looked down on Zelensky. He thought he was just a comedian and a left-leaning politician who he had to get rid of in order to bring Ukraine back into the fold of Russia. But now he was not only wrong on that, but he's facing a guy who has much more power on the international stage than Putin does today.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a real question whether Putin has the brains to deal with that, to come to terms with it, or whether he still lets his previous prejudice against Zelensky rule, and then refuses to deal with Zelensky.
Mm-hmm. General, what about the specifics? No fly zone, more fighter jets, because it's a tough situation. Because a no fly zone, there's a little accident up there between a couple of jets from the West and a MiG, you know how that can end.
Right. Well, I think we mentioned this once before, but during the Cold War, Soviet air defenses shot down 39 U.S. planes along its border during the Cold War, between 1950s and the end of the Cold War. It's a question of when, not if we keep flying aircraft around up there. And if we establish a no-fly zone, we have to be clear-eyed and know that there's a chance for a challenge by the Russian side, and there's a chance for American casualties or NATO casualties if it was a NATO no-fly. I think I think it's possible now. You know, my position, I would have supported a no-fly zone. But I think it's possible that we may get to the end of this war without a no-fly zone.
Really?
In other words, they may stop shooting at each other because Russia just can't keep going. Their military is totally spent.
But General Kevin Ryan, fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School, retired Army Brigadier General. General, what I worry about then is Putin's ego. And how does he take that?
Well, he'll take it badly. And I think a side question to that one is how will the people around him take it? Because Putin is the dictator. He is the leader. He's the guy with the power. But it only takes three or four key people around him to have a meeting in a closet and come out and say, "You're out of a job, Vladimir." And that's entirely in the possibility, realm of possibility now.
Interesting. All right, General, I don't want to hold you up. Kevin Ryan, retired Army General, fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack.